Alrighty, everybody, here we are. It's balls to the wall prelim final time. We've got some RFAs, some free agents, and a preview from Itchy and Scratchy. Plus, Pony and I talk a whole lot of bullshit about what's going on. So without further ado, let's get cracking.
It's brought to you by Ponyfish Islanders because he's got his nose so far up your business, it's hard to know where he ends and you begin. Here comes Ponyfish Islanders with all the trade news.
Alrighty, folks. So we had a bit of a hiatus with everyone getting a bit busy with real life. But while real life's been going on, we are down to four in the Balls to the Wall Keeper League. And what have we got? I have online one of the prelim finalists, Ponyfish Islanders. How are the nerves, big fella?
Not too bad at the moment. I don't know. It'll probably be a lot worse on the weekend. But calm before the storm, mate.
Yep. So you survived a Vipers prank, and now onto a Stars team which is taking a few bullets as we speak.
Yeah, poor bloke has not had much luck with the injuries over the last couple of weeks. So gonna make it quite an interesting matchup now, where probably a few weeks ago the way it had lined up. Knowing that he would have been my prelim opponent if I did get through, I was not looking forward to it. So we'll see how we go.
That's it. So, yeah, we'll let Itchy and Scratchy cover that because they've sent something through. So that's all good. Now, just before we move on, is there anything you'd like to say on record to Vipers?
You're a fuckwit, Vipers. Why the fuck would you do that? Not in finals, mate. You just don't understand finals and the pressure. I don't think you ever will.
There you have it, folks. Direct message straight there to Vipers. So, Vipers, you know, it's serious stuff when you get to finals. One day you may find out what it's all about. Unlikely, but one day you might.
Don't do it to the coach that had Isaac Smith costing the season before, mate. Come on, don't do that to me.
I mean, it's pretty bloody funny, but... But I'm glad it wasn't me.
What a fucking wanker.
Shit, eh? All right. So, so obviously there'll be no trade whispers. Are you still busy whispering away, or are you just solely focused at the moment on winning a couple of games?
Oh, I was having a chat to Manic during the week, more just throwing out trade ideas with him. He's one team that's... looking to get into early in the draft again. So, yeah, it was sort of throwing around ideas with him, like ideas that could work with me or could work with possibly other people, i.e. yourself. But, yeah, and then he shut it down after like 5 minutes. He's like, oh, it's my off-season. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Fair enough. He's only missing a second, so he's not too bad.
He wants to get into the draft early, apparently. AJS Hawker's the man. Go have a chat to him.
Yeah. Well, it'd have to be a pretty impressive chat, I would have thought. But anyway, not to worry. All right. So let's have a look at what free agents and restricted free agents have been picked up. With only four players left, it's a nice quiet week on the free agency.
It is.
You held the number one pick. And
I did.
Didn't pick up. I thought they might have been. We'll get into it. But Higgins wasn't your number one pick. I thought there might have been a gentleman's agreement, not for no one to pick him up because he got picked up as the free agent.
No comment. So I picked up Rioli with my RFA one, and
yep.
Rewalt, who was a bit of cover when Josh Kelly went out.
Mm-hmm.
Last week departed. So, yeah, just like the look of Rioli's last kind of 3 weeks and being the early round game, can take a look at his score.
Yes, I did exactly the same thing in one of my single season drafts. So I think it's a pretty good pickup myself.
Thank you.
And like I said, you can't do too much wrong if you put him on the bench, and if he does well, you're allowed to loop. Hey,
that's it.
You're allowed to loop. Yes.
Vipers, how about it?
Yeah, maybe if he looped more, he could play finals.
Sounds like there might be a rule submission, you know, query by him though, in the preseason. So it'd be interesting how that all goes down again.
Nice. Well, I think that one might get shot down in flames. Anyway, next up, Stars dumped Kieran Briggs. Must have known that he was going to be out this week and picked up Harry Cunningham, who's probably been in more teams than any other player, I would have thought.
Yeah, I think this is Cunningham's first go at Stars' team. He's my ex-boy from a couple of weeks back when I dropped him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I had him last year or the year before. I know Legless has had him. I'm sure he's passed for a couple other teams.
Me and Legless have predominantly had him. But yeah, I think that's a good pickup. I think he knew Mills was going to be 50-50 this week. So,
well, he's a sort of 70 guy. You know you're going to get a 70 out of him every week, and every now and again he pops. So, yeah.
Yep, good pickup.
Good pickup. Now, I like this one because I've also picked up Daniel McStay in one of my single season leagues. I think he's a good pickup. He's averaging, I think, 95 in his last three since, who's the other spud that's gone out? Hipwood.
Yep.
And McStay's just carried on nicely after he's gone out.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I saw him at the top of the list, but I'm never a massive fan of kind of bigger key position type forwards. But yeah, he's certainly been getting it done. So you can't criticise that pickup based on that. And he obviously knew that Reece the Beast would maybe be out, and it looks like that's the case. So well done.
So yeah, so and they're playing an undersized Collingwood defence, so he should be able to score all right and keep that going.
Yeah, should be plenty of ball coming in.
And obviously the pressure of being number one and the prohibitive favourite, disposables cracked under the pressure, and he's picked up a Port player, Sam Powell Pepper, with his RFA. And
yeah,
dropped the man with the song, Paddy Dow.
Yeah, that's it. So, a bit of SPP action for disposables. But I think there's more to the story further up on the list.
Yes, well, the purple dot there might tell the story. So the last RFA of the week, Cunnington out with, not sure, is he obviously injured of some description?
He's, what was wrong with him? Hasn't he got fucking tumour or something?
Is that him? Yeah.
I know Doherty.
They both got similar sorts of...
Cunnington was out last week as well for North. He's been out for a couple of weeks with this tumour operation, so he's out for the rest of the season.
That's not very good.
No.
Let me have a quick squeeze here. I'll just double check that. Yeah, tumour. Yikes. That can't be good for anyone.
No, so I did say to Commish Stars that a bit of poor form dropping a guy, not paying him a salary.
Under a bit of duress, yeah. Yeah, and he's picked up the great man, Kieran Strachan. The Kraken. So his first game to help out my boy Tilthorpe with Riley O'Brien pulling stumps on the season.
Yeah, so I think that tells me Legless is in his ear, giving him the inside word. Riley O'Brien won't be playing. Pick him up. But, yeah, we'll see how he goes.
I have to go and check his team, but they're obviously lacking in the backup.
I think so, because, yeah, he's got Nick Mount starting ruck and he's got English in his forward line. So, yeah, it'll just be a ruck backup.
The Stars, yes, they've got Nick Mount, English, and the only ruck backup he's got is, yeah, that one.
He's had, who's he had? He's had Zach Smith and who's the Brisbane guy that went to Bulldogs?
Martin.
Yeah, Martin. They've been kind of his two backups, and then have obviously had injuries and been in and out over the season. So
There we go. And then you ended up with the first of the free agents. You dropped Zach Fisher straight after lockout and picked up your boy again, Shawnee Higgins. Because he's back.
Yeah, he's back. So, yeah, Higgins is back in the team. So, might start him this week. Might not drop him.
Kilda. Yep. So
if I hear anything from Vipers, or if I get phone calls from anyone else this week saying Higgins is out,
you get time to fuck right off.
Yeah, time to fuck off.
So yes, very interesting. So he's back, and then Daniel Lloyd is in for Dazed and Confused, and he's got rid of Majacek. So interesting.
Yeah, is that maybe for an early round loop player? That's probably the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I can't think of why else you would want to do that.
He has had Lloyd a bit during the season, so he's obviously a player that Dazed does rate or likes. So it's not the first time he's held him.
Yeah, well, he's already got we've got a Cochin, we've got a Stack, he's got Lloyd. Yeah, so he's got a couple that he can loop, coming. So, and Ward, which he probably won't loop. You'll probably just leave him straight on the field. But, yeah, so there'd be a bit of looping action there, and I think Lloyd would be the forward one for him.
Yep.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Very tactical at this time of the year. It's probably something that, you know, non-finalists probably don't understand all that well.
Geelong Vipers.
Oh, I wasn't going to name names, but I just, you know, non-finalists, you know, could probably lift their game in that area, especially if they haven't done it for 3 years.
That's it.
And then disposables after using RFA1 to get in finger banger is put him back on the scrap heap because he's not playing and picked up Paddy Dow again.
Yeah, so
the full complete circle.
Yeah, so disposables basically is fielding the same team that he had before. Free agency change.
So he's lost his RFA1, and he's got the same team again. I don't know. Well, with Stars' injury, he's now the prohibitive favourite. Maybe he's feeling a little bit of pressure here.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how he goes. It's going to be an interesting matchup on that other side of the draw, which I'm sure Stars and Legless will go through as well. So. There is one thing on in that game that I did want to mention, which I'm sure they may or may not pick up, but quite interested to see how Jeremy Cameron goes for disposables playing against his old team Dazed, too. I'm pretty sure he kept Cameron. So.
Yep. So it looks like he's got... What's he doing? He's trying to do a slippery gypsy psych.
He's doing a psych. So I messaged him earlier on in the night and said, "You're a funny cunt, aren't you?"
Like I said to Slippery when he tried this sort of nonsense, the only thing that could possibly happen from here is he fucks this up and forgets to do it, or something, some emergency at work happens or something, and he forgets to put his team back together again, and he'll fuck it up. We've got no emergency set, no anything.
Phone gets left in the car and then, you know, just can't change it. And then, you know, he's fine. He's back at home and too late. Round started. Yep.
Nothing good can come from this.
Silly.
Hurt yourself. Because you can bet your bottom dollar that Rahul's sitting at his home now with his spreadsheet open, calculating the points anyway. And he knows exactly what the score is. And, he's not really fooling anyone.
Yep.
So, anyway, best of luck there to disposables with that strategy. But, like I said, probably not fooling too many people.
Yes, that's it.
All right, so that's about it. So any whispers in particular you want to talk about? There's any who have we got now that's on the scrap heap here? If I just go back to the beginning, the overview. We've got Manic, DT87, Legless, Merca, Slippery Gypsies, Awesome, Vipers and myself. Any whispers anywhere along the line that you're willing to share?
No. So other than just having a chat myself with Manic, no, I haven't heard anything else. think the other teams are enjoying their off season.
Merck is busy moving into his new house.
Yeah, he's got a sauna, mate.
You're
going to get in the sauna?
And rumour has it that he's already started chatting to the single mother across the road. So it could be an early invite for the spa there. Never know what could happen.
She'll soon be a mother of two.
So, you know, wasting no time, the big fella, just moving into the neighbourhood, spreading his seed or something around the front lawn there.
Yeah.
So, anyway, good on him. So, yes. I think that's pretty much all we got covered for tonight. And
I think that's it, mate. Legolas and Stars are going to do their tips for the round. You're impartial. Who's going to win the two matchups? Give us a call.
All right. So let me have a quick squiz here. Go back to the fixture page. Where have I got fixtures? One of them I did. All right. So disposables looks too strong for Dazed, I believe.
Who's his four to come in? So Hall, Rich, Gaff.
Yeah, so he's got Wines, Gaff, Rich, Hall.
Maybe Butters as well.
And potentially Butters, yeah. So Ash as well, and Lambert. I mean, you'd play Lambert above.
Yeah, so he's probably got another 450-ish
points easily.
Yeah.
So he should be once, if he remembers to put his team back together again, he should have probably about a person, a solid 80 to 85 plus margin, which is a whole person, roughly. So, yeah, he should be a comfortable winner. And just having a look at the bullets here, I think there's too many there for Stars to cope. I think you could be off to the big dance there, Pony. And we've got a very nervous view of the RFAs next week as we have a look at what you and Disposables pick up.
Oh, don't jinx me, mate. But we'll see how close you are with your tips.
So just having a look, you know, he's got Walsh coming back under a cloud. He's playing Jake Stringer, who could go 20 to 150. Taranto, is he going to go back forward with everyone coming back into that GWS team? Interesting times to be had.
Membry against Geelong.
Yep. Yeah, I'd probably try and loop that if I could. Geelong is early in the round, isn't it?
Yeah, who's his forward loop, though? Carlton play first, I think. Well, they play the same time. That doesn't help him.
No.
Because you would usually like to... He's probably the F5 and F6, but yeah, they play at the exact same time.
Bugger.
Not ideal.
Just having a quick look, there is that 100-point buffer, which is one person, or 90-point buffer there, which is about one premium player in draft.
See how we go, though, because, I mean, in my case, it's got 86 there for Shuey. Shuey ain't going to get 86, so... and I feel like there's some guys in his back line. I mean, we won't try and steal Legolas and Stars Thunder here with their... with their show, but I feel like there's some points missing off some of his defenders.
Yeah,
too.
Well, to make up for a potential string of 30, Nick Newman pumped out a 120 last week, so I have him in one of my draft leagues and came in very handy. So yeah,
he's got some points there still in his back line, I think, to come. Like you say, I think String is the weakness in the midfield because he's definitely just slowed down a tad over the last week or so. With some guys coming in, but yeah, it'll be a good fight. I mean, the main thing is I was saying that Legolas, I hope Stars doesn't get too down about the injuries because it is pretty unlucky. But at the same time, prelims are hard to make, so I hope he still enjoys the ride.
Oh, not that hard. You can get there from 8th.
True.
So, yeah. Best of luck. Ignore your phone and any of the nonsense. And yes, we'll see what happens on Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, I'm going to miss most of it because Jack's umpiring the late game. So I'll probably only get home for the last quarter, which might be the gripping conclusion to two games, hopefully.
Could be.
Well, for us. non-participants will enjoy a close game. I'm not sure the four in it will enjoy close games, but yeah, best of luck.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Welcome, Stars, to preliminary final weekend.
Where are we? What's going on?
This is your time to shine.
This is my time to be cooked. I normally cook by now, but I'm still going. So, final four. Looking forward to it.
One more week till the grand final parade.
That's been cancelled this year, sorry.
It's been cancelled.
Yep.
Well, we've only got a couple of games to preview
Three
here,
games.
So then we'll get to do a bit of a wash-up.
Yeah, the wash-up's what you really want to, isn't it?
That's what life's about.
Yeah. All right. Let's get stuck into it, shall we? First game.
So first game I've got here, we've got disposables versus days. Now, it's very difficult to do disposables team because he's doing some Merker-esque silly buggers.
Yeah, so, just disposables. Keep your act together, mate. It's finals. Last time you fucked around, you made Tom Green have a hamstring. So
Yeah. Look, just silly coaching, silly behaviour.
And you got Devin Smith on the field. What the fuck are you doing?
Yep. Look, the last thing you want to do is forget to make a change. It's Thursday night. Don't fuck around with it now.
He's doing himself some mischief here, I think, unfortunately, for disposables. I mean,
yeah. I'll go for the team anyway.
Yeah, go on. Go whatever team you can see.
Yeah, so he's got, I think Dawson will be the only one that's in that back line that will play, potentially Jack Sinclair. So Sinclair's returning, and he's got an 80 average. Coming up against Geelong could be a tough bet. But then I dare say from his bench, he'll be able to move on Lockie Ash, who's got Richmond, and Daniel Rich playing up against Collingwood. Daniel Rich is going to get a huge score against the Pies. They leak points to defenders. Yep. So, you know, you're looking at that, you've got a five of Sinclair, Dawson, Rich, Ash, and then probably throw a blanket over a Burton, or I don't know, but he could consider moving Aaron Hall back there as well.
You probably loop Ash on
as
an emergency, see what he does on Friday night.
That would be the smart coaching, but fuck knows.
Obviously, there's not a smart coach here.
Moving into the midfield, so if we're looking at, so Andrew Brayshaw getting rubbed out, surely that's going to get overturned. I mean, surely.
Sorry, does he have last name Selwood?
So, just to clarify, Joel Selwood did not get a game for ramming his fingers into the eye of a player.
That's correct. Yeah, he also stomped another player the same game.
Wait, he did it to Bontempelli.
Yep. I think it was Bontempelli.
Wait, wow. What a disgrace. So, I don't see how...
He's ready for having. We should drop him in spite.
I think
he should. Out of honour. If you had any integrity, Pony, you would drop Selwood.
Yeah, and he's a man of integrity.
Tell me about it.
So, moving into the rest of the midfield. So, assuming, looking at the starting midfield, so you've got to put seven on the field. Simkin been bloody good the last few weeks. Langdon's been, he's been flat. He's been really flat. 44 last week. But I think you've still got to have him on your field. He's best 22. Rory Sloane, I think you'll have on the field this week. Seb Ross probably makes the field as well.
Does Rory Sloane get a contract for Crows next year?
No, he'll be at Geelong.
No one else does.
Along with Daniel Talia and Tom Lynch.
And Tex Walker.
And then rounding out that midfield, I dare say we will see Andrew Gaff on the field as well. So you essentially, I think, based on what he's got on the bench, you'd see Wines and Gaff coming into that midfield, which is huge. And Devin Smith and Tom Green move out. He's just got to find that M7. So it'll be interesting to see who he puts in at M7. Going into the forward line, we've got Ron Marshall and Rutt against Stanley might struggle. Stanley can be a little bit restrictive.
Surprisingly, but he can be.
Yeah, then he's got that forward line of ugly Tom Lynch. He's got Benny Ainsworth, Paddy Dow. So he's dropped him and then brought him back. But huge inclusion, Jeremy Cameron. So Cameron will play. Do you loop him on a Friday night, given he's
up? Against his old side and disposable. Sorry, in days are confused as well. He'll be up for that.
He does have hamstring tendencies.
I think he's the one you want to loop and just because he can go ham or he can get a 40. So I think his scores have been either tons up or he goes in the 40s, 50s. So definitely a good loop option.
You'd assume he'd go well against a very injury-riddled St Kilda defence without Dougal Howard, but...
I think he's in.
Yeah. Oh, is he? Wow, okay.
I think so.
So, yeah, what have we got on the other side of the fence?
Side. Days Confused. Solid, as always, coming off the drought break. Oh, sorry, the record-shattering win to give for DTA 7 his first finals loss. Fence is fantastic. Isaac Cumming versus Richmond should be money this week. Dyson Hempel, one of your boys, playing the Suns. Harris Andrews is going to go absolutely ham. Unfortunately, Shepherd plays for West Coast, so he's got no heart. Midfield, Oliver, Merritt, Bont, Boak, Ward, Rowbottom's in, and Trent Cotchin. If that's not a midfield to get you going, nothing will. That's a premiership-winning midfield, that one.
Absolutely it is.
Tank, the tank, he's not fancy, but he gets it done. 86 last week, averaging 84. Just put that one in the book. And then the forward line, potentially a little bit thin. Stack's been 92 last round, so not a bad waiver wire pickup, actually. Snelling does what Snelling does, 76. Cripps, yeah, you know, love him or hate him. He can go big, he can go small. Taron Thomas, your boy. Gun, keeper, futures. Future star, and then Daniel McStay, the new inclusion. Definitely a bit of waiver wire hype about him. He's coming off 101. I think he's had a few big scores in the last few weeks with Hipwood going out. So a very lovely little waiver wire pickup there for Days. He's always smart. You know, smart coaching, really. And then he's got bench options for most lines, Bergman, Guthrie, and Lloyd. I mean, Bergman pumped out 84 last week for your bench option. Guthrie is 75, so just he's got injuries, but he's covering them very nicely.
Do you move on a guy like Tui to make sure you have an emergency?
It'll be emergency Ruckman. So I think Richmond are playing the Friday night game, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll know straight up. So, I mean, the option's there. If tanks are laid out, you can jump on. No, that one, but it's got everything else covered.
So Dazed has got by the projections by almost 400. So
Dazed it, isn't it? Easy.
Yep, Dazed to win. Yep. Congratulations.
That's what you get for mucking around their disposables. It's finals time. Shape up.
And he's coming. He'll get himself into a potential ham off. So we'll move over to the next game.
Guaranteed ham off.
So the next game, we've got Stars, who's sitting pretty at number two, and just like that, the injury wagon has hit the Stars train.
Supposed to have a week off last week. No injuries.
But the depth is still strong. So you've still got ridiculous depth. So going into your defence, your worst defender is only Harry Cunningham, who's going at 68. That's pretty bloody good. And that sort of matches his worst defender probably in Brad Hill or Grant Birchall. So no complaints there. Probably closer to Hill. And Hill against Geelong, he'll be poo.
It's just, mate.
So I like that defence. Newman, Haynes, Hardwick, Scrimshaw. Scrimshaw coming off the back of a 119. Very, very delicious. I'm assuming you were pretty happy seeing him pump out that score. It was one shining light for the weekend.
Too busy crying in my...
Crying in your beer.
Crying in the shower.
Moving into the midfield, Walsh, Gunn, Stringer will be... Yeah, I like Stringer on the field versus Gold Coast. Because Gold Coast stink. And so what was his last outing against them?
I don't know.
I'm sure it was a massive...
Yeah, 60, I'll probably take that because it's Stringer, let's face it.
Yep, I think you'll get close to his average against the Gold Coast. Sam Menegola against St Kilda should score well. Tim Taranto against Richmond will go pretty ham, coming off 132 last week. Dave Swallow against Essendon, I think you'd be pretty confident he'll get a score. Hugh McCluggage is actually making a special article this week. So against Collingwood, I expect him to get so many uncontested marks and kicks. In fact, the whole Brisbane team, other than my bloke Berry, I think we'll score very well. And then Libba against the Hawks. They don't have anyone to tag him, so Libba should go well. Be interesting to see how Nick Nat goes up against Darcy. So
not good, but I don't have much other options.
Sean Darcy was the old fat and lazy, and Nick Nat being the new fat and lazy. Be very interesting to see how that team goes. Going into the forward line, I actually like some of the matchups here. So the memory matchup's a bit tough against Geelong, but the rest of those matchups, so Isaac Smith versus St Kilda, Jack Zeeble, the ball will be in defence because they shit, Isaac Heaney against North, and then Tim English against Hawthorn. There's some pretty tasty forward line matchups. So
They could fall in a heap.
They could, but hey, it's still better than most people starting. Look, yeah, you've got Ellis on the bench, Duggan's out, Mitch Robinson's out, Callum Mills is out, but I like the cheeky pickup of Kieran Strachan.
The rumour was going around that Big O, Riley O'Brien, was out potentially for the rest of the season. So who's the next ruckman? I mean, let's face it, it's either him or Zach Smith. And
well, look, I mean, Strachan's averaging 100.
Been on the Zach Smith train enough this season. I've had enough. I'm gone.
And look, Strachan's also got forward ruck, so you could potentially do a little bit of loopage there as well. All right. What do we got on the other side of the fence?
Fish Islanders.
Certainly.
He's looking pretty handy. What a nail-biting victory last week. In the back line, the Birch. Can he hold on for one more game? I think he can.
Absolutely not.
Maynard. He's handy. And then Chris Mayne. Two games left for Chris Mayne in his career. I think it's the next week is the farewell game, and expect him to go ham. Perryman's a gun. Brad Hill is not. Midfield, Laird. Enjoyed the last two games as a defender because he won't be there anymore. And Jack Crisp as well. Fuck me, that's some tasty scoring. Jack Redden, the hero from last week. Expect him to do the same against Freo.
Is that
what should be playing? That's absolute bullshit. That guy's a fucking crab. Look at his face. What a fucking jag he is. Shields, Dersma, and Shuey are all good. Shuey's back. Big conclusion.
Yep. And especially now that Freo are missing half their midfield, should go well.
Tony Goldstein against Tom Hickey. Tom started off really well, but has been leaking a few points to Ruckman, so Goldie can get off the get let loose. Josh Kelly, another inclusion. Fuck, all Pony's players are back. This is horseshit. James Orko, James Stevenson's playing. He's actually 64 last week. Who knows what you're gonna get. Sean Higgins is back after his late withdrawal on the Friday night. And then Jack Graham with 146. Where the fuck did that come from?
Well, because they fucking played him in the midfield where he belongs.
Get him out. Play Trent. Trent's the future.
That's right.
Looking at his bench, Hayden Young and Luke Jackson are keepers. Are they not?
That's how good he's going.
So he doesn't even want to play them on the field. Imagine if he actually kept players that he would want to play.
If you can afford to bench two keepers, your team is going very well. You've received some gifts.
Going very well, or you just kept the wrong players?
Oh, it's just going well. It's just drafted that well.
Surprised Angus Brayshaw isn't on the field after his almost game losing 45 last week, but he's got the emergency on him. Rioli, Jurea. I think Jackson's must be the ruck emergency, so fair enough there. I mean, to 86 last week, can't play him on the field.
Just
shows that, unfortunately, had a good season legless, but this will be the end of the road.
Yep, congratulations, Stars, on making it this far. It's the first time in a long time, and you should be proud of the
achievement. So that's a yep. Plus.
Yep, I think you should be proud of the achievement. You've done well, mate. And on to bigger and better things.
Forward to hanging up the commission boots.
Yeah, that's right.
The pony fish. Yeah. Now we've got the boring stuff out of the way, should we get into it?
Absolutely.
All right, ready for the soundbite?
Am I?
It's going to be an ad. Oh, no.
Oh, what have you done to us, mate? You're killing me. Set up. You had one job. There we go, the wash-up.
Still going. Oh, just get it all out. There is some absolute trash to get through here. We've got four teams to wash up this week after we missed last week. I had my last day of a public service, so I was preoccupied.
On the beers.
Not working, that's for sure.
Who are we going first?
I think it's Merker.
All right.
He's in eighth place. Let's tell Merker what he did right and what he did wrong.
Well, you want to go through it? You want to start first?
I got my notes. So I had Merker as the last place, 12th.
He's finished 12th.
Eight. So prove me wrong. Definitely faded towards the end there. I tell you what, started off like a house on fire.
Yeah, I had him. I was the same. I had him predicted 10th.
Yep.
Or 11th, and his actual finish was 8th. So yeah.
It would have been 11th place after the Hawker draft debacle.
It's just embarrassing.
Yep. Who has his best draft pick?
For me, David Mundy.
100%.
Well, an absolute
13, pick 1-4-6.
He had some really good picks as well. Like his draft, you know, I told you were fucking drunk for saying he drafted well, but I looked at it and I was like, he only started in the third or fourth round and he did draft really well. But Mundy, that late, just brilliant. Who do you have his worst?
His worst, well, this one, because he picked out a spot. He, you know, picked with his heart, not with his head. After I nabbed Nick Nat a pick before him, he thought he would get me back and take my handcuff option in Stephen Martin.
What round?
It was round nine. It's later on because he's actually picked really well. It turns out Stephen Martin, round nine, just ended up being a waiver wire pickup after averaging 30. Well, that's how good he was as to how far back you have to go to find a bad pick.
I had his worst pick being Jared Polek because it was round 7 for him, but that was on field because he traded away early picks.
Okay.
So that was an on-field pick, and I just thought, Polek, it was a smoky. It wasn't a bad pickup in that sense, but he's just been so fucking crap this season.
Yep. Who have you got for your trade win for Mr. Aussie Merker? Sorry, to start. I've gone too far. RFA Gold.
I think he's got too much RFA. He's picked up three keepers. So Bailey Dale, Luke Dunstan, and James Jordan. All of them.
I just think Luke Dunstan as a 95 average player off the waiver wire gets my RFA Gold award.
Yeah, my preference was Bailey Dale just because he's defender forward.
That's true. Yeah, that's also. You know what? He could probably. Yeah, he's definitely got a few good options there.
Yeah.
Well done there, Merker, for, you know, you don't win the season on draft day, as they say.
No. Nah.
You can lose it, like Hawker.
You've got to be aggressive. And boy, was he aggressive all season.
Very aggressive.
Trade win.
Mm.
What do you reckon?
I think the offloading Tom Rockwith for a first rounder.
That was just, you trade rotten pork to get bacon. And that is... Brilliant.
Yep.
Oh, I loved it. And for me, his trade loss was then getting Treloar and Shield just because he needed them in the finals. And yep. He didn't even field Shield and he didn't have Treloar to play.
Yeah, interesting.
So that was a loss.
That was the last trade of the season. It was quite an interesting trade.
When you're making finals and your team looks good, it's like it's been shaky, but yeah, that was a tough one. BNF.
Got Ben Keys.
Absolutely. Ben Keys.
Underrated. Laughed at him being a keeper. But just the heart and soul of that team.
Yep. Carries Merker, carries the Crows.
Gives every, like, it doesn't slack off at all. It's always 100%.
Yep. No, he's gone. Great pickup.
I've just put any key position forward for Merker here.
No. I've said Adam Sard. He was a keeper, and I was expecting him to be an 80 average defender, like nothing massive, but I thought 80 average. He's averaging bang on 70.
I didn't go Adam Sard because he shouldn't have been a keeper in the first place.
Well, Merker felt like he needed to keep defenders this season. Because
for some reason.
Previous. So yeah, that was the Don't Come Monday for me.
Mm-hmm.
Season highlight.
What have you got?
I've got the brief period for which he held the BTTW high score.
Yes. Yeah, round seven it was. 16-97, and we were just egging him on to get those 3 points. I think it was a Jack Darling who got a free kick in the forward line that would have put him over the edge.
Yeah, that was definitely the highlight. And the low light.
Yeah, no one cares if you get 1700 anymore.
Yeah, and the low light is pretty obvious. You can't lose to the Wooden Spooner twice in a season.
Yeah, you know what that is. I had his 7-game losing streak to finish the season, but losing to Hawker twice is worse than that.
You gotta be. He's got to see that guy. You got to see him.
Yeah. Atrocious, really, isn't it?
And what do we? What do we think? What do you reckon he's looking forward to in 2022?
So he's got his draft picks again. He's got his first pick is in the third round. He's got 2 fourths and a fifth. And that's his first four. So again, he's starting late. But
what did he trade Harms for?
First.
So he's got a first.
My trade loss for him.
But he does have a first at least.
No, he doesn't have a first at all.
So what did he trade that Harms first?
It's the first back for Harms.
Yeah.
But we said this last year, and he did okay. So I see Merker still being in that, just making the eight, but maybe not making an impact in finals.
Well, I think if he's as successful with his FA pickups next season, but he's slightly improved his picks compared to last season, I think he can still have a red hot go. Just needs to trade a bit more.
Yep, fair enough. All right. Next team. Number seven.
The wheels coming off.
Legless. I had you as number one.
I had me as number five.
I had 10 cents on you to win the premiership.
Boy, you get your 10 cents back. I had 20 cents on you, and I think you're going to let me down.
My pony wins.
Predicted a fifth, and I got seventh. So, very disappointing season.
Yeah, pretty trash. Pretty trash. Who was your best draft pick? Who do you think, before I tell you?
Well, round four, getting Dyson Heppel, who averaged 95. Pure points, he's 20 points better than anyone else I've picked up.
Yeah, I would have also said Taron Thomas as a future prospect, but you gave him away for nothing. Good draft pick.
Yeah, I think he was a good pickup. I think I was pretty happy with that. And Blakey, I had them on the same standing, and one has been far better than the other.
Your worst draft pick. There's a few to choose from here. Ben Ainsworth, pick four. So no more. Apart from Tom Lynch in round three, pick 28. Even the Crows don't want him anymore.
He's been good since I got rid of him. Since he started.
Of course he has. He'll be good next year and not at the Crows.
That's right.
RFA Gold. Who's your best RFA pick? Who'd you like?
Tim Embry.
Tim Embry. Shouldn't have been dropped by Disposables and then sold him off for a pretty penny.
Yep. No, I was happy with that pickup. He was handy for me when I still thought I was in with it.
Trade win. Dane Zorko for a second round.
Yep, that's what I've got.
Pretty interesting trading from Pony Fish Islanders there to get Dane Zorko. Or to get rid of Dane Zorko when he was coming first. But here's what it is.
The only other close one I had that I sort of considered was the one big trade that I did that I think hurt me for points this season. So trading out Heppel and then Rowbottom at the time, but then Rowbottom obviously had...
You got in Daniels and Hunter, so...
Daniel and... No, 26 and 25, so... Or 24 and 26, and then 1 year next year. So I thought that was a pretty handy trade as well. But I ended up getting some value for Zorko, so... There's one. Sorry. This was the other one that I thought was the candidate. Jacob Hopper for Luke Shuey and Dane Zorko.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you've absolutely fleeced Ponyfish there. Yep.
So I've lost... my trade loss was losing a couple of young guys, but I managed to convert a couple of old guys into a young guy.
Fair enough. Working away as the fleecer.
Well, that was my loss. I got absolutely raped by Buffer in Fife for Dawson and Thomas, and then even worse, compounding it with turning Fife into old fucking kidney Buster Martin.
Yeah, well played there, mate. Well played.
Just got worse and worse. It's, you know, you have a bad hand of poker.
Just fold. Just should have folded a long time ago.
Oh, wait, right. We agree. Was that my worst trade?
I think so.
Yeah. All right.
Best and fairest.
What do you reckon?
Just put in Jack McRae. I mean, what was that?
I put in James Short.
Okay, yeah. He's been good.
No, 92 average defender. No fuss, no muss.
All right, and your worst player, don't come Mad Monday, a player who I Tom Phillips gave you headaches.
At least Matt Crouch, he didn't disappoint me on the field. Tom Phillips did.
At least you were able to sell Tom Phillips to someone. I don't know why he was after buying him, but you managed to get something for him, which is... season highlight for Team Legless.
Oh, beating you in round one without Whitfield and Crouch.
Yeah, okay. Well done. Well done, champ. Scoreboard. what's your season lowlight?
Oh, Matt Crouch's groin.
I had you as the failed tank.
Oh, yes.
Lose and you messed it up, didn't you?
Didn't I?
Seventh. Well done, dickhead.
Success story.
Geez, you should learn how to tank properly.
You'll have to teach me.
Yeah, I'll give you some hints.
What should I do for 2022?
Oh, I don't know. Just don't get injured, really. Maybe invest in some health, medical team.
I've said acknowledge the gods more.
Yeah, fair enough. You got a first, 2 seconds, and a third. So nice, not the best draft hand compared to others, but it's above average.
What's wrong with my draft hand?
Draft trash like normal. First, 2 seconds, and a third. I just said that.
What's wrong with it?
Okay. There are some better ones, but...
Two fourths and a fifth?
Yeah, then you fucked it up last year.
Yeah, I'll fuck it up every year.
There you go. That's Team Legos.
Manic Monkeys.
Talk about... Didn't he finish fifth?
Yep. Oh, okay, sorry. We got DT87.
Yeah. Reigning Premier.
Reigning Premier, who's joined... Look, I'll schedule our Premier's lunch, buddy. I predicted him to finish sixth, and he's finished sixth.
I don't know. I've lost the spreadsheet of the predictions. It's on the five somewhere.
I think I had him as eighth. I think I had him as eighth.
Okay, fair enough. Around the mark there. Best draft pick, I thought, was pretty easy.
Yeah.
The seed?
Nick Hind.
All season around 10.
Yeah, that's true. That was a steal. Just the DPP defender forward for me. And he's one of the only people that nailed three first-round picks when most of us failed.
We sure did.
Worst draft pick?
We've got Dan Butler.
Yep. And it's not, it was a good pick. He was good last season. He's just stunk this year.
Small forwards don't do it, as we'll get to next in the next team. RFA Gold, pretty simple, this one.
I thought the Taron Thomas move was bad for a 78 averaging forward, but Fiorini for 110 average, yeah. Sure. Do you have regrets?
No, I have regrets dropping Ed Kerno and keeping Hatley. Fiorini, I can handle that because he wasn't playing. He wasn't in the team, and I don't think he'll be in the team next year.
I think he'll be in another team next year. Geelong.
No, he's too young. I don't regret it as that much, but hindsight's a great thing.
Yeah, I think it was the right move at the time, but fuck, it's always one of those things where you go, you motherfucker.
Yep. All right, trade win.
I've got Harms and Greenwood for Phillips. Like, he must have just been giggling. Like, what is this fuck we're doing, giving me 280, 90 averaging players for a bloke that couldn't even get into North's team?
This has been the Hawk had the fire sales. Not only did he tank his team by drafting, he then decided to back it up with a few shocking drafts.
Just trying to tank the entire comp by doing that. Like, you're skewing the competition completely. This
well, the Hawkers
skewed season.
Yeah. What a bad trade. I mean, what a great trade for DK7.
What is the trade loss?
Unfortunately, it's Tom Rockliffe for his first rounder.
Yep. And you know what? Closely followed for me by Seedsman for Baker and a pick swap to Team Awesome's way. So he gave up Seedsman and a pick for Baker.
Yeah, right.
I would have kept it was better. And he ended up getting other players. So, yeah.
Yeah, not good. Not good. You win some, you lose some.
You definitely do. Best and fairest.
I'm going Cam Guthrie.
Same. No brainer.
I think he's just been consistent, reliable, not a big fantasy name as such, but just wah-wee. Who's your Don't Come Mad Monday?
Zach Williams.
Yep. Yeah, same for me.
Keep him. Like 71.
He was on everyone's team in Classic at the start of the year. Lucky he got suspended and saved us all the heartache.
He was arguably DT87's worst averaging defender. So James Aish was averaging the same or more. I don't think he's capable, but we'll see.
If he's a defender, maybe, but we'll see. All right. Season highlight.
I think the season highlight was getting presents dropped off to his door. That trade.
Yeah, that's... Can't argue with that one.
Obviously followed by wearing a diaper and having your hair removed.
It's going to happen at a Bucks party, isn't it?
That's right.
Why season low light? What have you got for season low light?
It's got to be the knees, Rocky's knees. Just getting him and then those knees going.
Oh, for me, it's the end of the perfect finals record.
Yeah, the loss that's true.
Lots of days confused. End of the streak. First finals loss.
Well done, Rob.
Invincible.
Did well, mate.
Yep.
2022.
Not sure with Rob. No, I'm not sure. He's got a first, he's got two thirds, and then 3/6. So he doesn't quite have that top end talent as he did last year.
So yeah, I think it's doable, though. I think that's fine.
I see him again being that middle tier, 8th to 5th, potentially. Does he have the cattle to get into the top four? Is he going to get another Hawker gift like he did this season?
I think you look at that final, like if he played last week and if he had Greenwood, Weller and Neil all in and Williams, so that's four big outs.
Mm.
I think he actually potentially beats Dazed if his team was fit. I think he would have been in with the chance to win. So I don't, and then he's got... Yeah, unfortunately for you. But, yeah, he's got Fiorini as well, who's 25-year-old mid. So that's going to step in and replace some of his older mids. So I don't think he's that bad.
There's one thing. He's not going to die trying. He's going to go for it. He's going to get balls to the wall. He's going to make some trades.
Yeah, I think he's still a massive chance to be back in that top four next season if he just has a bit more luck go his way with
injuries. His name's on the trophy, so the pressure's off.
Absolutely.
All right. Number 5.
This was extremely disappointing season for me.
Yeah, for the draft picks he had, I'm not sure where I had him finishing, but it would have been top four.
Yeah, I had him second.
Yep. Absolutely amazing draft hand, and as we'll get to, kind of got burned, but fortunately, I ended up finishing a lot. I had a shocking start, but ended up scoring quite well towards the end of the season, sort of on par with the top team. So fifth was a decent finish for him, but unfortunately, him up against the might of Ponyfish Islanders.
Absolutely. He won't be the first person to get ground down to ground to dust. What do you got as his best draft pick?
I had none here, but
I had one.
Will Powell.
Nah, well, Powell's good, but he's only averaged 72, and when did he pick him up? 4th round?
I don't have anyone else that I like.
I thought Alex Neil Bullen in round 12.
Yeah, but he didn't keep him though. He was on the waiver wire pretty soon afterwards.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Just because you didn't value them doesn't mean they weren't a great value pickup. Yeah,
so that's why I took points off for dropping Neil Bullen.
I mean, how's only average 70?
Not much else. I don't really. Worst pick.
Worst pick's got to be Zach Fisher or Dom. Zach Fisher, Dom Tyson, or Lloyd Meek. So Fisher was in round 2.
Higgins, pick 5.
Yeah, but he's played more games and scored.
I was so drafting.
More games and scored more than Zach Fisher.
The few you could argue could be the worst pick.
Tyson was horrible.
Yeah, true. Not good.
Fake gold.
I like Tom Hickey.
Yep, by a country mile.
A few teams had a go at Tom Hickey and dropped him, but able to
pick him. Cheated the way to get him, didn't you?
Nope, that was a fair and square pickup, mate. Read the rules.
Just like Jamara. No, it was a good. Best pickup by a country mile. Trade. Okay, so here's one. This one's really difficult.
Yeah.
Trade win.
Didn't have one. Only made one trade as a loss.
Trade win and trade loss were the same. Because you don't know. Like, it could turn out.
Good.
I don't think so. I wouldn't be keeping Lipinski, but you never know.
Yeah, Lipinski for a second. So trade win, trade loss. Either way, it counts as both.
Yep. Best and fairest.
Ask Hawker, I think.
Took Miller or Sean Darcy. Both of them just have gone
took out of this me. World.
Took's just been amazing. Is he the highest averaging player in AFL fantasy at the moment?
I'll be close to it if he is. If he isn't,
he's been amazing. 123, far out. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's the don't come Monday?
Don't come Monday. Oh, I've got Darcy Byrne-Jones because I don't like him as a fantasy player. He loses you games.
He's still on his, like, he's averaging more than half his, three of his defenders.
Yeah, but he's a keeper.
Yeah, he's still averaging 80. I don't think that's bad.
She's pretty good.
What do you want? Oh, 76. Still, that's definitely not the worst.
Well, who's yours? Who's your don't come Mad Monday?
Blake Akers.
Well, actually, that's a good point.
He's a keeper.
Yeah, keeper, midfield only, 67.
That's Martin.
Well, how's he going?
He at least averaged 20 more points and he probably played more games than Blake Akers as well.
Blake Akers is the Don't Come Mad Monday by a country mile. By a country acre.
Season highlight.
I haven't got this recorded because you pressured me to do the podcast now, so I haven't got anything for here. So I'm relying on you, buddy.
Look. I said it was either his draft day setup or getting Matt Lamb's shorts. Has to be the shorts, doesn't it?
I think acquiring Matt Lamb's shorts was the one win for the season.
Absolutely. Great pickup. Great pickup. I said his season low light and his highlight could almost be the same as well, that he prevented me from tanking for a top four pick, but he also lost to me, which meant... So if he didn't lose to me, he would have played me again the next round in the first final and he would have beaten me by a fucking margin. So losing to me cost him. Looking towards 2022, I think he's got a lot of strong keepers, so I think he's still got some tough decisions to make with keepers. He
always had a really good 13.
And so there'll be some unlucky blokes that miss out that will get redrafted before.
Doesn't have the draft hand he had last year. He's only got a first, a third, and a fourth to start off. So
might not be able to get those guys back.
No. But I still think it's very solid. We'll see him up potentially pushing top four if he nabs a few good draft picks and a few waiver wires.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's still going to be a very strong competitor next season and tipped to be right back up at top. Well, that's it.
We'll look to do one game next week and two wash-ups.
Yeah, well, I'll have to get your team wash-up ready, buddy. I'll start drafting it now.
I already know mine. Gonna come Mad Monday.
Callum Mills dropping.
Mills fucking useless.
Right. I'm like, fuck.
Have a good weekend. Good luck to everyone apart from 24 Challengers.
Yeah, fucking.
Yep. Catch ya.